very, very big. This version of Likud Tefilas is according to the Aleph version, not in the regular Seder, but according to the different Inyonim. And since our journey is about connecting to Tzaddikim and trying to reach out to Tzaddikim and ask them to reach down to us, so I focused that a little bit on page 16. And of course, afterwards, everyone will say some Kibbutz Tehillim, but we could try. Look at 16, 7. We're going to go over 16, 17, 18. I'll read a little bit and translate. I mean, you know the translation. I'll read a little bit and we'll go over it together. Likutei Tefilas. And then say a few Kibbutz Tehillim, and then we'll learn a little bit from Likutei Halachas. So if you can look inside 16, 17, 18. For those of you who are not familiar with Likutei Tefilas, so you get a little bit of a sense of what it's like. And my belief is that the big nachas of Rabbi Nelson, that we come to his scene, and that these people are using the Likud HaTfilas, and we believe in the Tfilas, and that we express our hearts ourselves to him for making Rabbi Nachman a Rebbe for the entire world. So if you look on page 16, it's Ayesiyat Zayin. Again, I'll just read a little bit. You have the booklet? Okay. Page 16. Just I want a little bit to see, and then we'll try to dive in it. Not going to stay here long. We have to get to a month. Just stay a little bit. On page 16, just look inside. We could even dive in a little bit together. I'll stop every now and then just to explain. On page 16, of which I see it's Zion. You see on the left side? So I'll say Hashem's name. I'm going to be saying it by way of Tila, and I'll stop every now and then. V'cheni yirotzim l'fanecha adin lo'y l'hinu v'lei avaseinim k'shem sh'gobarach amecha v'chashadecha atzumim alai. The greatest kindness that Hashem has done for any of us, for all of us, is that Baros Aisi Ben Zeri Yisrael Avadacha, that you created me, a Jew, Ben Zeri Yisrael Avadacha. Kain Yemurah, so you had this Rachmanis on us. You had the Rachmanis to create us as Jews. From the whole world, you created us as Jews. So Nelson writes, Kain Yemu Meyecha V'chaninasecha V'chasadecha G'doidam Alai. So too, may your chesed and your rachmim be so great with me. She'ezke l'shmoa heitev, is called Divrei HaTzadikim HaAmitim. May I be always zeichet to be able to hear, is called Divrei HaTzadikim HaAmitim, the words of true tzadikim. V'yufkuchu einai v'yishmu oznai, that my eyes should open to see what the tzadikim are telling me. V'yishmu oznai, my ears should be able to hear. Ulevav v'yavin heitev, is called Divrei HaTzadikim HaAmitim, and my heart should be able to understand the voice of the words of the true tzaddikim. Asher oiskim tamid la'oirer u'lahalois es ha'toiv ha'nimshach mi'nishmais Yisrael ha'kovush b'golus. This is all I'm trying to go over and over this nakuda. Because the tzaddikim or oiskim are constantly being oisek la'oirer, to awaken u'lahalos and to lift up. Es ha'toiv ha'nimshach mi'nishmais Yisrael ha'kovush b'golus, all of the good that's hidden in nishmais Yisrael were held in Golas. Blasa is Bala Tshuva v'Geirim, so that there can be true Bala Tshuva and true Geirim, meaning those neshamas that are lost among the nations of the world should be able to return. Not that we're looking for new Geirim, but the neshamas, of course, that are lost among the nations, our children should be able to return to us. Hein kol divrei tzadikim amitim shebedor hazeh, and to the voice of the true tzadikim in our generation. That we should be able to hear and to understand the voice of the tzaddikim who are already buried in the earth. As it's written in this form. Ad she'eshma ve'era ve'ovin heitev as divrei hakadoshim. Ad she'atov should be yisar b'soikav gol. I should be able to hear the words of the tzaddikim to such a degree, to be able to hear it, until the point that the toiv should be the good that's inside of me, that Elyonovi that's hidden inside of me, Yisaira should be awakened with Teifach God with tremendous strength and energy. Until finally I'll have the strength by awakening this good within me by hearing the true words of the tzaddikim, till I'll finally have the strength to be misgaber be'emes al hara. Not to just be misgaber for this moment or for this day, but be'emes be'emes, to be misgaber al hara. L'shabro, to shatter and to break, l'garsho, and to push it away completely, to banish it from my life. U'levat l'mimena be'bitl gomer, v'ayfen she'eske loshu b'tshuva shlem l'fanecha be'emes b'leiv sholem, v'eske liyas k'yotsoin chatoi be'emes b'gdusha b'tar v'simcha b'tuv leivu. We're asking Hashem that the light of my seichel, the seichel of kedusha, every one of us has a seichel of kedusha and a seichel that's not of kedusha, that I should be able to feel the seichel of kedusha, the light of the seichel of kedusha, shining within my mind. That I should be able to see the light of the true tzaddikim that's illuminating in all worlds. And how much more so we have to daven that we should be able to see the light of the true tzaddik all the way down in this low world. And because of the ugliness of our actions, and our foolishness, the great powerful light of the true tzaddikim is hidden from us because of our foolishness and our avayers. To the point that even when we're zeichim l'hiskar v'aleihem, even when we're zeichim to try to get close to the tzaddikim, v'lasik b'sifreihem hakadoshim, and we try to learn their svarim, ein anu zeichim lahargish v'liras klal erim hatzach v'hametzuchzach. We're not zeichim to really feel and to be able to see the pure light of the tzaddik. Ve'ein anu margishim ni'imus kedushas divreihem, and we're not able to feel the pleasantness of the holiness of their words, because of the darkness of our intellects, of our minds, and our foolishness, and the filth of our actions. Because of this, the light of Yiras Hashem and Ahavas Hashem is hidden from us. Is still far, far away from true fear and love of Hashem. Please, Hashem, have rachmanis on us and don't abandon us and push us away. We should be able to fix our minds and our actions. And our minds should be able to see, open up and see the truth of the light of the true tzaddikim. And may we become completely one with them. To attach ourselves to their ways, all that they taught us. And we're tying this back together to the Vedichva. I don't know if any of you realize that Rav Nosson, before he came to Rabbi Nachman, was a Talmud of the Kedushas Levi. He was a Talmud of the Kedushas Levi. And we're coming back to this hisparus, to the pe'er, the hisparus, which is a very common thing in the writings of Rabbi Nelson. And look at the halachas, we'll see a piece in a few minutes. And he's asking that we should be zeichet to come close to those tzaddikim. Now, Rabbi Nelson is saying here, l'skar l'tzaddiki emes. He uses this term tzaddiki emes. We love and respect all tzaddikim, but there's a madrega that's called tzaddiki emes, true tzaddikim. And what's the simon of tzaddiki emes, of the true tzaddikim? Sheyesh lehem koach legalos es goldol ha-hisparus sh'atem esparim amch Yisrael. The true tzaddikim have the power, the koach, the ability to reveal the tremendous hisparus, the tremendous pride that Hashem has, that he's mispar, the great pride, the great nachis that Hashem has. Im amch Yisrael b'chol dor v'dor, with the Jewish people in every generation, k'mayshe kosov Yisrael ha-shevacha hisparus. It says in Pasuk, I take pride in you. Espar doesn't take pride on attitudes. It's much stronger than that. The word pe'er, that I glorify in. I glorify and take pride in my people. Hein bechlal mashatem espar im klolis Yisrael amcha HaKadosh, in general of the Jewish people, asher b'charta bonim mikol ha'amin, that you've chosen us from all the nations, v'ram tonim mikol ha'lashayinus. Hein beprotius, but also individually, myself, Mashatem Esparim Kol Echad VeEchad Yisrael Befrat. The tremendous hisparis, the tremendous pride that you Hashem have in each individual one of us, the pride that you have. Afilu Ma'pachus Shebabchusa. Even the lowest of Jews. Afilu M'Poyshe Yisrael. These are the tzaddikim who are able to reveal this. Afilu M'Poyshe Yisrael. Even the sinners of the Jewish people. Kol Zman Sheshem Yisrael Nikrelov. As long as he's still a Jew. Atem Mispara, you take pride. Umisgadol, umisroy meim by you, and you are exalted and lifted up through this person also. Vehein beprote prote is mashpul. Mispara misnasi beprote hamaisim, and you take tremendous pride and joy. You mispara, you misnasi beprote hamaisim, and all the details of what we do. Vatnuas tovus. That means that any tiny little tnuah tova that we. Any time that we move ourselves a little bit in the right direction. It's an interesting thing. I was talking a little bit on Shabbos. I saw something from the Imer Emes, from the Ger Rebbe Schus Eleinu. He was talking about the Saita. Last parasha in Parashas Nosos. He was talking about the Saita. And that's not the type of a person that you would think that anybody would be proud of. Her husband's not. And you know that there were Ede Kinoi, there were Ede Stira. She's not behaving nicely. There were Adam. His husband said in front of Adam that you're not allowed to go with this man, and she did. And there were Adam that saw them in some private room together, and that's already not a nice thing. And self, of course, she in this particular situation, the Torah tells us that she's tested with the Mayim Hamarim, and the result is that Baruch Hashem, she did not commit any aveira in that way. There was no dinyan of that magnitude that took place between them. Obviously, it was not a nice situation. They weren't going there to shmooze. It was not a nice situation. But she's innocent of committing that capital crime. She did not commit with him. And you know what the Torah says? What does the Torah say? The Nixra of Nizra. She's promised such promises that she's clean and she's going to have children. The Gemara says a boy. Not just what, but every year, and he's not going to be short. He's going to be tall, and he's going to be healthy, and all, and with money, that such promises that she's given. So the Imre Emes asked a very good question. Look, Mela, she survived this test. Okay, Baruch Hashem, she survived the test. That means that she did everything but, right? She was there, and not only that, she defied. She went against her husband, and there were Edom, and the Torah makes such promises, and Hashem keeps his promises, and she's rewarded. She did a disgusting thing. It's not a proper thing what she did. Okay, she's not guilty al kedei kach that she did, but l'maisa she did a terrible thing. That's exactly what Rav Nosson is saying here. The Imre Emes says a very big chiddush. The Imre Emes says, could you imagine? She was already with this guy that she al kedei kach that even though there was Edom, and she knew that her husband knows the whole parasha that she's caught up with this guy. And ad kedei kach that she goes in with him despite the Eidim, with this guy. And everything. And b'shas maise, at the heat of that whole inyan that was developing between her and her friend, at that moment, what did she do? She said no. We can't assume that the guy pulled away. So she said, I won't do it. So the Imre Emes says, the Baruch Shalom sees that a Jew does such a thing. Gevaldig his powers, that he makes such haftachas. In other words, when you're in the heat of that moment and you hold yourself back, that's what Rabbi Nosson is saying. Look at the words. He says, V'hein v'prote prote smashat v'mespor v'misnazi v'prote ma'isim ha'tnuas toive v'shokol echem Yisrael. That woman, there was a tnua toive in her life. She was going in the wrong direction. She was heading downhill. It was really bad. And she was headed for a place of no return. Asur l'abal, asur l'abaral, she was finished. And at the last second, She pushed this guy away. And she said, I can't do it. So you would think a parent would not have his virus in such a situation. A parent would say, you're not going out of the house again. A parent would say, how could you have done such a thing? Is this the way I taught you? It's disgusting. How did you act that way? But the Imam says that the Torah says, the Virgin says, what an unbelievable thing you did. Now, of course, the whole stalsus, you have to work on this. There's not a good, don't let this happen again. But that you were able to stop at that last second and not to do it, that's called a tnuah taiva. a good movement, when a Jew makes even the slightest, or if not from his whole Torah, that how in Shemayim, a tiny movement here in Shemayim is a big movement, but Hashem is a mispronounced not. The prote hamaisim atnuas taivus shakol echad miyisrael. Call elu haispirus yizgulo ayvet tzadikei ha'emes. This is the tzadik emes. The tzadik ha'emes shows each and every one of us and the Jewish people how Hashem is mispor in us. Pe'ero alai. Peri Allah, Peri Allah. What does it say now? Adonai Olam Hashemach says, Monoisli, how does the sentence go? Hunisiu Monoisli. Hunisiu Monoisli. In other words, I run to him to take pride in him. Umonoisli, but he also runs to me. When he sees that I run to him, when he sees that I try to become better. And this is what the Tzaddiki Emes are doing. This is the introduction to Rabbi Nachman. Is Rabbi Nosson? But on our way to Rabbi Nachman, Kol Elu Aspirus Yisgul Aydei Tzadika Ha'emes. These are the Tzadika Ha'emes, the Bedichah, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nachman. Vaydeze Yisgalu Lanu Kol HaRitzaynis Shehoyu Lecha B'Briyas Olamcha. And through this are revealed all the Ritzaynis that Hashem had in creating the world. B'chloli Yisar B'riyah, B'Pratiyas Kol Nivra V'Nivra, B'Prati Pratiyas, Ashar Kol Hayrak B'Shvil Yisrael, Amecha. Everything was b'shvi Yisrael. Kedei shetispor v'tisgadlo v'tisroimim v'sisnase ayidei Yisrael Amecha. That Hashem is lifted and takes pride. Ayidei Yisrael Amecha. And at the end, ayidei zet is akeinu rachamecha rabim sheyum shachalinu yirav ahava b'shleimus b'amis. They're through the tzaddikim opening this up in us. And through our being able to hear the voice of the true tzaddik telling us that be'etzem we're good. And Hashem is mispor in us. And to try to live up to Hashem's way of seeing us. Tis akein rachamecha that we should be zoicha what? For yira, v'ahava, b'shleimus, b'emes. Shinizke lira, shimcha, agodah, v'anoyer, l'ahava, oizcha, b'emes, b'chol, v'vein, b'chol, n'avshenu, and so on. This is akein b'chasadach, arabim, l'shleimus, adas, d'kedusha. That we should come to shleimus, adas, d'kedusha, to think like real Jews. To really, really be able to think like real Jews. And he goes on, look at the bottom, Rabban Shlomo. Ata levad yadata oitzim rachmona shiyesh lano akshe b'dor hazeh. Rabban Shlomo, only you know the great rachmanis, what a rachmanis it is on us in this generation. Al kol amchi yisrael b'chlolis and b'frodis, each and every one of us, kol echem yisrael. Ki al kol chafetz miyur ha-shemach. The truth is, we all want to fear you. We all want to be close to you. Va'al kol te'evim, and everybody is longing, u'mishtoikikim, u'mitzapim, u'mechakim, l'skar v'lecha b'emes. And each and every one of us knows the wounds, the injuries, the damage that we've caused to our own hearts. But still, we're each mitzapu machakel roifenem and manigamiti. We're on our way to Uman. We're longing and we're waiting for the roifenem, for the faithful doctor, a true leader, manigamiti. That's what we need so desperately in our generation. Shikar of oisav yirape tachluei nafshu machayot that could bring a cure and a healing to the terrible sickness of and the pain that we're experiencing. Ve'ein mishi yamud ba'adenu, but we don't see anybody. Kilakachtim in the next page. Machmed einenu, you've taken from us the beauty of our eyes. Kol atzadika emes umahigam amitim, we don't have. Ve'estarta panecha mimenu, when you've hidden your face from us, the tzadik from us. Ve'ein lon lo manig lo menahel amiti, shiyuchel lahanig osanu. So therefore, Mori da Alma Kula, Master of the World, Ati Adatas Machaveinu, you know our pain. Res Takasenu and our screaming, Shamatim Nei Noikseinu, knows the Noikseinu here don't have to be going that are beating us up. From the our own Taivas and the Yetzaharas and so on. Kume Bezrasenu Be'ez Tzarekazayis, Bikri de Mashiach, Betoikif Merivus of Golas and Nefesh, such Merivus, bitterness of Golas and Nefesh Vaguf. We don't know how to appease you. We don't know how to turn your face back to us. Don't hide from us. We're begging you to send to us a true leader. A Moishel Amiti D'Kedusha. Remember, this is what we learn. What's a Moishel, a Tzadik Amiti? Is able to reveal this nakuda of his pyres. Shiyuchal ahanigos and Abrahman, that will be able to lead us he'll be able to lead us berachamim. Now, if you look at on page 21, we'll learn a little Torah and then we'll say some tefillin. Can everybody hear? Yes. On page 21, I know everybody's standing in my folder. I'll try to do it very quickly, but it's the very beginning to learn the Torah by the Tzion. It's the same Nakuda. Quickly, on page 21, Al Keng Isa Bezara Kodesh, Lavusha Di'u Lavish B'yayim Adal, or Lavish B'yayim Achra. The Lavushim that he wears on one day, the garments of one day, are different garments from the other day. Lavushim Di'u Lavish B'tzarfer, what he wears in the morning, the Lavish B'ramsa in the afternoon. Ki Hashem Yisborach Mispoyer, this is in the Hilchas Berachas Amazim. Hashem is Baruch Misfor B'chol Eis B'levushim Chadoshim Hanasim Ayidei Hiskarvus Harachoykim Shemiskarvin B'chol Pam Ayidei Tzadik Hadosh U'Bechinas Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misfor B'levushim Chadoshim. What does that mean? It means that when there was a Jew whose whole life is acting one way and he was wearing certain garments, there's nothing to do with clothing, but he was behaving a certain way, and then he's able to change his garments, he's able to change his ways. Alachas Kama V'Kama, if you and I know somebody, another Jew, and we're able to be makar of that person, or to bring that person to change his garments from what he used to wear. So, and to bring him close to the tzaddik, and this is the whole avodah of the tzaddikim, ayde tzaddik ador shu b'chinas Yosef. Ki zeh tzaddik maschel ba'atzum b'chol pa'am mechodesh. Because what's the inyan of a tzaddik? The inyan of a tzaddik is constantly changing, constantly putting on new garments. What he wore in the morning, he's not wearing in the afternoon. In the afternoon, he's not at the night. The tzaddik always feels that he hasn't even started. He's come upon as I've explained many times. And that's why the tzaddik, Yosef, has such tremendous ability to be makar v'chokim, to bring them back to Hashem. Why? Because the tzaddik himself is constantly changing, constantly being makarv himself, closer and closer, and changing his own garments in avodas Hashem. And because of that, since he's always starting again, the tzaddik always feels kilo. He's just beginning now to serve Hashem. That's how the tzaddik feels. That doesn't mean that he's necessarily meaning those rechokim. It doesn't mean that he's necessarily on some kiruv outreach project and he's going out to see people. But by the tzaddik himself constantly changing and constantly beginning from aleph, he's ma'orer other Jews. They might not have ever heard of the tzaddik. They never met the tzaddik. But it's ma'orer other Jews because the tzaddik is connected. The tzaddik of the generation is connected to everybody. And through the tzaddik changing his garments, the tzaddik being ma'orer himself, other Jews who are far, far away are drawing near. She has chilu me'at aloshu l'Hashem Yisbarach. V'akein, mitzadikim keilu yesh l'Hashem Yisbarach tanugim b'shashum v'esparus niflu b'choleis. Therefore, Hashem has tremendous pleasure and joy and delight, particularly from these tzaddikim all the time. Danu, hisparus chodesh, constantly new hisparus. She says, the ikar hisparus canal. Kai hisparus oyle mechodesh, ayideh tzaddik ba'atmo, shemishchadish mamish b'chol eis. That the tzaddik is mischadish b'chol eis always. U'mosif v'holach, that's why Yosef ha-tzaddik, his name is Yosef. That he was constantly adding and changing, he was constantly different. And through the tzaddik doing that, many who are far away are brought near. It's interesting, when Rachel Imenu had Yosef, so we find it by Leah Imenu. So Leah Imenu says, "Pam oides Hashem." No, I'm happy for what I have, which is a wonderful midah of Akaras HaTov. So that's the whole koach of Hodah, of Yehuda, of Mashiach ben David, is that Leah Imenu says, "Apam oides Hashem." Even if I would have only this, I'm so grateful, because of course I was the fourth one, and so on. So she's grateful. Rachel Imenu has Yosef HaTzadik, and she names him Yosef because she says, "No, this is not enough. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. I want to have another son. Hashem should add another son. Yosef Hashem li ben acher." It sounds a little bit funny. Instead of saying, "I'm so happy, Eim habanim sameicha v'amish, that you've given me, because I never thought I could have children b'chlal, and my own husband said to me, atachas alakim hanoichi, and that Hashem as well gave me. You would think that Rachel may would have mamish, this would have been for her, this would have been, even if you gave me nothing else in my life, I'd be the happiest person in the world. Which of course she was grateful. But what came out from her mouth at that moment, and this is the way of the tzaddik, is Yosef Hashem li ben acher, nochayid, nochayid. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. All the tzaddik wants is that there should be other tzaddikim. That's all the tzaddik lives for. Is that Hashem Yisboch should have his pirates from other Jews. And that I should be able to, Yosef Hashem li ben acher. And Rochli Meir is saying is that I had a Yosef. She names the child Yosef because that from this child, who Mirta Hashem will be a big tzaddik, Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Doesn't just mean for Rochli Meir, that she should have a lot of kids. It should be Yosef, there should be a tesefis of Kedush in the world. That through one tzaddik that comes, Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. And therefore, Rav Nosson explains, not here, Rav Nosson explains how we see, how Yosef, it says, Vunar, as B'nai Bila, B'nai Zilpa, right? He was, what does it mean, Vunar? It's a simple pshat, Vunar. He had a strange relationship with the other, with the brothers. There were the brothers, Mamish Le'imenu, the children of Le'imenu, and the B'nai Shvachis, right? Vunar, as B'nai Bila, B'nai Zilpa, Rav Nosson explains that Vunar is that in order to connect to them, he made himself into a nar, the way we say in Yiddish, a nar. In other words, he made himself into a nothing, into a nobody. You read a little bit about Rabbi Nachman's trip to Eretz Yisrael, what was going on with him, the hunar, what he did, and all of the strange things that he was carrying on the boat, and then when he came to Eretz Yisrael, it reads like, I couldn't say it reads like a novel, because it's too strange even to be a novel, but this is what Rabbi Nachman was Isaac in. And we can't even imagine what Rabbi Nachum was trying to fix when he was bringing back. The purpose of his trip was the whole Indian of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, and to be ma'ira this whole Indian of a hunar, as B'nai Zilpa. Who's B'nai Bila B'nai Zilpa? It means the B'nai HaShvachas. Who are B'nai HaShvachas? It means people like us. And worse than us. A lot worse than us. B'nai HaShvachas means Jews that are like not in the highest place. I'm not speaking chashon about anybody, but this generation, the people who are far away, the B'nai HaShvachas. So how are you makarv such people? That's Yosef's whole Indian. It's sad because the brothers hated him. And they didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize who he really was. His whole Indian was B'hu Nar. So he made himself like a Nar. But the whole Indian of him making himself into a Nar was Yosef Hashem li ben acher, was that there should be other Yidden. There should be more and more aspirers that Hashem should have from his children. That Hashem speaks about us like a father who has an only son, or the Bechor, B'ni Bechor Yisrael, Bonamatan L'Hashem L'Kechem. Shul L'Shainish Achiba V'Espirus. Such L'Shainish Achiba of affection and Espirus. V'Tzadik V'Ikka Kla Yisrael. The Tzadik is the Ikka of Kla Yisrael. V'Ba'atz My Nikra Bain. And the Tzadik is called a Bain. In other words, even though we're all Bonam, the tzaddik is much closer. Hashem omrei lai b'ni ata. Hashem omrei lai b'ni ata. O machmas shah tzaddik mischadish b'avadosha b'chol pami chadosh. And because the tzaddik is constantly in this state of Yosef Hashem li, he's constantly adding, he's changing, he's working on himself, he's starting again, the tzaddik. Because we don't think of the tzaddikim like that. We think of the tzaddikim that, like in all the stories that we read, that the tzaddik like has some special kaiches, and he started off when he was 9 years old or something, and then it's just, you know, he goes, and it's automatic. But Rabbi Nosson says it's not true. The tzaddik is maschem b'kol pa'am b'chadish, every time again, new, and new, and new. Who b'kol pa'am ben chadish eitzel Hashem isbaruch, and therefore Hashem has nachas, like every day, and that he comes a new child. The b'chinas Hashem omar lai b'ni ata, ani hayom yiliteticha, sh'at tzaddik maschem b'kol pa'am b'chadish, kilo noilin hayom. Right, there's that. Hashem is brach mispor. Well, b'chol pa mechadish kilu yilado hayom kilu ani hayom yiliteticha kilu. He was born that day. Which is, by the way, that's that Rabbi Nachman's uncle. We were just there today by Baruch Meshbitzer. The Rabbi Baruch Meshbitzer told that over to Rabbi Nachman by his bar mitzvah. That the inyan of the bar mitzvah is ani hayom yiliteticha today ani hayom. It's the whole inyan of Rabbi Nachman is Hayoyim in the Kolos Hashmo, Ani Hayoyim Yiliteticha. In other words, the bracha to every day should be Hayoyim. Bechinis B'ni At, Ani Hayoyim Yiliteticha. Zeh Bechinis Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher, Sha Tzadik Mevakish Vechofetz Tomid, Sha Hashem Yisbach Yosef Loi Ba'atzmoi Ben Acher. The tzaddik is talking about two things. The tzaddik is talking about other Jews coming close, and the tzaddik is talking about himself, Yosef Hashem Li, that I myself should be, from today to tomorrow, Ben Acher. I should be like a different person, from today to tomorrow. Yosef Hashem, help me to become tomorrow a person that is not the same person that I was today. Like one of the explanations of why he was called the Yid HaKadosh. That's a different neighborhood, the Yid HaKadosh. But why he's called the Yid HaKadosh. So one of the reason that's brought down in most of the Makaris is that the Yid HaKadosh, that the Yid HaKadosh every day, it was Ki'ilu, he just became a Jew that day. So he was called the Yid HaKadosh. Every day, it was like he just started that day. And he says, Shezeh b'chinas ma'ilas ha'zokin, ha'godon shemekulam, he's talking about, I'm sure that many of you read the story of the seven beggars, ha'muvah ba'ma'isa, of the seven betlers, she'espora shu'zokin ma'oid, where there was one of the stories, his spar, there was the one who was mispar, that he was showing off, so to speak. He was taking pride. He was mispar, that he's zokin ma'ay. He said, I'm the oldest person. I'm very, very, very old. But what? But yamnik ma'ay. But I'm a little baby. Va'adayin lo hischil lichyos klal. I'm very old, but I haven't started living yet. That's the tzaddik. I'm very old. Nar hayisi v'gam zokanti. It's the same thing. Zakanti nahar yisi. The gam aydei zeh shah tzadik moisiv mizchadish v'avadosu maschah b'chol pa mechadash aydei zeh hu mekar b'chol par mechaykin l'Hashem Yisbarach. And by the tzadik working on himself in this way of Yosef Hashem li ben acher and constantly being moisiv mizchadish himself, many Jews who are far away come near. Ve'lu arachaykim shah tzadik mekar v'chol Hashem Yisbarach hem dekorim bonim eisal tzadik. And these are like the children of the tzadik. Because when you teach another Jew Torah, either directly or indirectly, it's kilu you gave birth to that person. So it's also a tefillah. Rabbi Nosson says we're davening that we should be able to bring other Jews, that all of us should be like this, to bring other Jews to our own avoda, to bring other Jews close to Hashem. Ben Chodesh is a ikaris parusi is baruch kamoishirinu etzor aben is a chan levracha. So Rabbi Nosson says, like we saw by Rabbi Nachman, she'ikra hashivas haya etzlo zechon levracha kishaba ish chadosh l'skar v'lashem esbar. The main simcha that Rabbi Nachman would have was when another Jew would come and become part of the chabura to learn and to be miskar v'lashem esbar. She'ayoka be'enav ma'ayid yois mikol ha'noshim sh'niskar v'mikvar. When there was somebody new that would come and be part of the chevra and would begin with this avoda, that was more precious to Rabbi Nosson than everything from the past. Ki ikar espirusu, ki sha'ol espirus chodash la'Hashem Yisbarach, aydei eskar b'zer v'chaykim kenal. Zebchinas ha-Mahadrim, and ha-Mahadrim, he puts all of this into the story of Chanukah, but obviously we understand that the Indian of lighting Chanukah candles is Yosef Hashem li ben Acher, because the whole din is a din to be Moisef Ahaylech, to add, and b'chlal, that the whole story of Chanukah, which we read about during the parashiyos of Yosef at Tzadik and with his brothers, and the din by Chanukah of Mahadrin and Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, and the word hadar lehadar means to come back, to return, to come back, to bring Jews back to Hashem Yisbarach. Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, to bring back. The hidder aspirus to aspirus who b'chinas moisef or hadar b'chinas yosef b'chinas atzadik shem moisef or hadar from maschil ba'avadosu mechadosh b'chol pam she's the ikar aspirus that the tzadik starts again to light the candles. Nochamol, nochamol. And he adds, and he adds, and he adds, and starts again, and he adds. V'chol ikar espayru shakol Yisrael al yodam. To makar v'kol arachaykim l'Hashem Yisbarach, z'e ikar espayru shkanal. Z'e ikar kedush is Chanukah. K'al shem zen nikra Chanukah l'oshen chinuch. V'chin is chanoich l'na'ar al pi darako. Again, the l'oshen of na'ar that we talked about before. Tahainu, k'shem is chanoich echad mechondush. What does mean chinuch? Chinuch, like Rashi says, chinuch means to bring like Chanukah z'mizbeach. But Chanukah Samishka means to bring something new into the Avodah of Hashem. That's what Chinuch is. That's why we use education with the Lashon of Chinuch. Chanukah is what? Shemiz Chanuch Echad Mechadosh Umaschil Likonis Ba'avodah Hashem. When somebody begins Avodas Hashem, that's called chinuch. And ze ikris parusi is brought, that's the ikris virus that Hashem is brought has. Look at Yud Beis. So this week is the parasha of Baal Oischa. Mitzvah Hashem, you know, it's a soul, we'll talk a lot about that. But Baal Oischa. But we're holding by Baal Oischa. So let's just end this little piece now. Vezeh b'chinas, vezeh ma'isa ha-menorah, miksha zov, ad yirecha, ad pircha, miksha hi. So, you know that the menorah was very, very complicated, very beautiful, and there are many, many pratim of how it was made. But the din was, of course, that it has to be miksha hi. It has to be one piece. You also have a tummy ring?
Yeah.
So cry.
I learn English now.
Okay. Ki isa b'divir Rabbeinu Zecher Levrachem, shetzrichin lios akshan godol b'avodas Hashem. Tzrichin lios akshan godol b'avodas Hashem. Rabbi Nachman said you have to be very stubborn. If you want to be an Eved Hashem, you have to be a big action. Misha hischil ma'at b'avodas Hashem. And anybody who ever tried a little bit to be a real Eved Hashem, not stam, you know, but to be a real Eved Hashem, Yodeh Zos knows this. She'i evsher lios ish Yisrael be'emes, you can't be a real Jew. Kim aideh akshonus godol, only if you're a big action, stubborn. Stubborn is not a good translation. Everybody knows an action. Ki harbe, why? Harbe harpaskois v'aliyois v'yeridus. Oh, when a person goes to be, wants to be an Eved Hashem, harpaskois means like adventures. Goes to a lot of ups and downs, adventures, all kinds of things. Elias and Yeridus. Svichin larva kol echad v'echad b'li shir. Of course, if you're not trying to be an Eved Hashem, then the biggest adventure you have is like an adventure land or something. But if you want to be a real Eved Hashem, the Elias and the Yeridus and the Hapaskos and the Menias, it's back and forth. Kol echad v'echad b'li shir. V'n lo yeh action godl. And if a person is not an action godl, if you're not mamish, if you're not mamish stubborn, an action godl, I just, you know, I'm trying, and I was nichizik, but so far I'm not doing okay. I'm clean for almost a month, Baruch Hashem. I don't eat from drugs. I eat from soda. I'm a person that's addicted to drinking soda for the last 40 years, 3-4 cans a day with caffeine, and my wife has asked me, and the children have asked me for many years, and I'm even afraid to talk about it, Baruch, because I might fail again. I started this project twice before.
Keychain?
The keychain? 30-day
keychain.
Oh, to be clean. So to be misspoiled in that, and I've tried in the past, and so this is what happened. So when Chani was over from Baltimore with Shirley, and I have such hanok, because they're telling me, oh, we're so proud of you, Dad, we're so proud of you, like, you know, they do what I try to do with them. Give me positive reinforcement. They're very proud of you, Daddy, and they get me different color flavored seltzers, you know, pink grapefruit, Perrier or something. And we're so proud of you, Daddy, we're so proud of you. My wife is saying, he'll never do it, he'll never do it. My kids are saying, right? That's what I'm saying. But my kids are saying, Daddy, it's gewaldig, it's gewaldig, it's gewaldig. They try to buy me different flavored seltzers, you know, and all these things in the chizik. And the Akshonis. So then I was walking with Shirley to Shul, so I was saying, Daddy, it's really a great thing, you know, you gotta keep it up. And I said, you know, Mommy said that it's not such a big thing if on Shabbos I have a little soda. And I wouldn't get a bottle, the 2 liter, I would get just a can, you know, can, whatever, and to have by Friday night a can, and by Shabbos morning a can of soda. And so Sully just, he stopped working, and he said, no, that's not how it goes, Dad. I said, that's not how it goes. I said, but Mommy said I could do that. I could have a can Friday night, just a little Coke Zero, just a can, you know? And in the airport lounge, I was looking, they have those little baby ones. It caught my eye. So Mommy said I could have a can. So he said, listen, he said, Dad, you know, I have chaverim from yeshiva, guys that got seriously like addicted and stuff, and alcohol and other stuff, and the only way that you really get over it is if it's like just not part of your reality. It's just you just have to be in action, like totally out. You can't do that Shabbos, because then it becomes part of your life. It's still in your life. You can't do it like that. To be an Eved Hashem, of course, it's only a marshal, but to be an Eved Hashem, you have to be an action goal. big, big action. Because you start something, and it's such a Yetzirah that when you start something, page 22, that you start something, it's to keep it up and to keep it going, like in learning, when you have a project in learning, or in either Sumerar or Asay Toiv, it's very hard. The hardest thing is staying with it, is keeping with it. I wanted to do this also because even though I know we're not moving to Eretz Yisrael, we're just going there for a couple of days in Mitzvah. But maybe it's as serious in our lives that to follow this order, Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Nachman were filled with an ahava, a love of Eretz Yisrael. You cannot don't see by the other Talmidei Baal Shem Tov such an ahava for Eretz Yisrael like you see by Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson. The tefillos of Rabbi Nosson got by Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Nachman's whole inyan with Eretz Yisrael. That he said Lashonis like everything that I have and everything that I am is Eretz Yisrael. Very, very strong Lashonis you don't find by any of the Talmidei Baal Shem, even though there were those that went, of course. But we don't find such a shtoikikus for Eretz Yisrael like by Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson. Such a shtoikikus for Eretz Yisrael. She said, Befratlin, Sarah, Velovel, Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Nosson said, Befrat, when it comes to moving to Eretz Yisrael. She said, Ikke Kedushas Isha Yisrael. You hear what Rabbi Nosson says? Should I have a tissue or something? Ikke Kedushas Isha Yisrael. Is the Ikke Kedusha of a Jew. The Ikke Nitzachon HaMelchama. And the main Nitzachon to be victorious in the Melchama. Right, that goes back to what we had in the bus, because you can't win. So over here it says, you can't be Menzer. It's right what you said. You can't be Menzer the Melchama, Kim Aide Akshonus Godel Ma'oi, unless there's big Akshonus. The Iker Aspirus Hashem Yisbaruch Mispara B'Yisrael. And that's the Iker Aspirus that Hashem is Mispara B'Yisrael. Ke Hashem Yisbaruch Mispara Ma'oi B'Ha'azus V'Hakshonus Shal Is Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem has tremendous Aspirus. In what? In the stubbornness, in the Akshonus, the stubbornness, the Azus, the Chutzpah of a Jew. Shal Isha Yisraeli Shema Pilin Oysar B'Chol Pam. That even though he's smashed down every time, he starts again. V'Mizchazik B'Chol Eis. Action God, he's mechazik himself, he's a big action. He doesn't let them push him away. There's a pride that Hashem has. The azus and actionus of a Jew. That's the ikar Torah is to be an action. And this aspirus that Hashem has. So now we're trying to focus more on this aspirus that we were talking about before. Chazal say, why was the Torah given to us? When they say an azan, they have a lot of chutzpah, akshonis, azas. Are they there? Al Yisrael gav also. Hashem's gaiva, his pride is with us. Dainu geyus v'espirus, ki ze ikis parusius baruch, v'shakosik v'tifers v'zom ha'otah, ki ikis parus hu ha'azus v'hakshonis. The main espirus that Hashem has is the azus and akshonis of a Jew. Are they there? Akshonis v'atzim hu ikis parusius baruch, are they there? Zoyche b'emis l'netzeach ha'melchama, through that akshonis, each and every one of us can be zayich and be'emes l'netzeach ha'melchama, to be victorious in the melchama. And ultimately to be victorious means that it's in Golus, you really can't do that. It's a love of Eretz Yisrael. Shaseik and nitzachon ha'melchama. Ka'idei ha'azis v'akshonus u'ikir espirus ha'idei zeh nimshach kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because through that midah, which we're going to be talking about by Rabbi Nachman, Eretz Eicheles Yeshveh, we're going to learn a Torah from Rabbi Nachman, that the midah of the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, I mean, Yosef doesn't fit into this so much because he's so ably, he's so fine. But the Mida of Eretz Yisrael is what? Shtai. Very, 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 very shtai. Very strong. Akshus, Akshonis, and Azus. No? Israelis? Azus, Akshonis. Right? Okay, there's Azus, Akshonis, Iker, and Spirals. No, Azus is the Kedush, and Akshonis is the Kedush. There's a Nimshach Kedush is Eretz Yisrael. That through that, so that by being that way in Chutz Laaretz, we're able to connect to Eretz Yisrael, because that's the Indian of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ik Eretz Yisrael, aydei esparus kanal, zeh bechines Hashem olof geus, levesh, levesh, Hashem oizis azar, haino, ik levush gavos, vizparus yisbaruch, aydei ha'azis, v'akshonus Yisrael, bechines lovash Hashem oizis azar. And this is the azis that brings us closer and closer to v'menetzeach n'molchama, and to come to Yisrael, go all the way to the next, to the end of the next page, where it says, and that brings us back to the parasha and the menorah. Ma'aseh ha-menorah, what's the ma'aseh ha-menorah? Has all these beautiful, intricate, little, fancy parts and pieces, right? So the ma'aseh ha-menorah is a bechinas klal hisparos Hashem has brought mispar b'Yisrael shemisham ikar ha'or kanal. Then we know Chazal tells that Hashem says, look at the Jewish people, they make for me a candles, they light up for me a place. And Chazal says, Hashem is what needs light, he needs me. Hashem is light himself. So what does Hashem need us? He needs us to make candles for him? But you see that Hashem is what is like that. That what? That he says, you make candles. That's. So he says, Ha'or Kanal. Okay, therefore, B'neiris HaMenorah HaYa'edus Shashem Ezbach Oyev Ami Yisrael. Therefore, Chazal tell us that the candles of the menorah in the Mishkan of Mishamikdash was Edus, that Hashem Ezbach loves Ami Yisrael. O'mash Yishkinosu B'hem. K'ma Shomer V'sen Zechon Levracha Al Nir HaMarabi Shu Edus L'chol Bayerlom. For the whole world, that what? Shashchinah Shabbi Yisrael. She said, B'chinah says, Pyrus, Shemachnash is Pyrus, Ha'avosu Banu, O'mash Yishkinosu B'seichenu, Nimsa, Shekol Ma'isim Lor, who b'chinas is spiral? So Hashem is brought from spiral. So the whole ma'aseh menorah with all of its intricate pieces is what is to show Hashem's hispiros with each and every different Jew. Therefore, he says, "Is a b'chinas kol hatziurim nifloim shahayiv menorah." That's why the menorah had all these amazing, beautiful siurim. The way that it was made was so magnificent. All these details. Shahayiv menorah givim and the kaftarim mishukadum and prachim and so on. What's all of that? What is all of that? What do we need that by menorah? Kol zemerames al kama minei givonei hispirus shal Hashem Yisbach mispar b'Yisrael kluim migivonei segiin. Because the menorah shows, this menorah that shows that Hashem is mispar in the light that we bring into the world, and each and every one of us, so therefore it has all of this beauty. The menorah is made as a work of art with all of its intricate details because Hashem is mispar. And he has all of the spirals from all of the different colors of his people, all the different types and ways, all the little things that we do, all the tnuvas tovus, all the things that we try to do, and all the little, even the way Jews talk, and I always talk about that, the little things that we do, and the way that we live, and the way that we act, all of this makes up the menorah into something which is a work of art. Shir's book, Mesporbi, so Klumik, you understand? The whole Elo is spirals, all of this is spirals. He says, Shem Bechinus, Maise, Amenor, Ein Zeichen, Kim, Ayide, Akshonus, Godel. So the Akshonus is what? Miksha Achas. That's why the menorah has to be an action. Miksha. I don't change. One shtick, ein shtick. That's it. That's who I am. You can't change me. Ein zeichim ha'adei akshon is God. Shetzirichim li'os akshon God. V'vaz Hashem. V'zeh b'chini v'zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah. Miksha zohar. Miksha is a lashon of what? Is hard. Akshon is. Shetzirichim li'os az kosher. V'vaz Hashem akshon is God. Mo'oi. So ad yirecha ad pircha miksha hi. Then shekol atzirim v'aprochim shu menorah. All the beautiful flowers and the things by the menorah. Ad yirecha ad pircha Shehu klal is parah shal yisrael. Akol zeichin. How we zeichin to this? Aidei akshon is dafke. Bechinas adyurecha pircha mikshehi miksha. Haynu shebechol avaydus ish yisraeli mitchila va'ad soif mitchila va'ad soif. Shemikulam akabel Hashem is brachis parah shebechinas ma'ase hamenorah kanal. As a nasara zena kolz nasarak aidei akshonus. Bechinas adyurecha until nas the akshonus. So bechinas ma'ase Hashem is brach mishabech is yisrael. Zos kamosech domsulus omer dahaynu shem chazokim. The koshim, the takif, and bavadosim, they were strong, mikshaachas, akshonim. And then he says in Yudal, Zebuchinus, va'oilach eschem kamimius. How's this connected coming back to Israel? So he says, that's what he says in the pasuk, va'oilach eschem kamimius. I'm going to bring you back to Israel, kamimius. Kamimius, kamimius, in such a way, standing tall upright, but kamimius means shtei koimais, like Gemara says in Bava Basra. Kamimius, Pirish Rashi, but Koyma Skufa, action, Miksha Achas. Kizah Mikan Emelin in Eretz Yisrael. Because this pasuk is talking about Eretz Yisrael. It was just a couple of weeks ago. Shalashom Hoyoholchin Yisrael, Kikol Ha'alichas Vadroch Vanesisha Yisrael Vamuchomis. All of the wars that we have to fight, and all of the journeys that we have to take to try to get back Eretz Yisrael. Vakvisha is Hakol Hoyu. Everything that you and I are going through in our lives, with our own Yetzaharas and our own difficulties, to conquer all of that, it's all on the way to Eretz Yisrael. It's all part of the conquest that brings us ultimately to the place of the Nitzach and of Eretz Yisrael. Kamuvan Mavor B'Sipurei Kol HaTorah Kula. V'zeh V'Oilach Eschem Kamimiyus. And this is the meaning of V'Oilach Eschem Kamimiyus. Dahainu, V'Koyma Eskufa, V'Chinas Azlis V'Akshonus. That's what it means, Kamimiyus. It means a Jew doesn't bend down. A Jew doesn't kneel. to anybody. Kaimimiyus, miksha achas, action. That's what it means to be a Jew. Dann wir können school begins azis va kshon in dem school fun va kshon is global in we not say kham al kham we have to be that way in our own of us sham we have to be that way vis a vis our enemies vis a vis the goyim everything come in meus that's the way to get there to school come meus miksha achas azis that's the way to get there to school ki e ev shalov le to school we not say kham al kham azis you can't possibly do it and to win the milchama she ik a club kol milchama she kol ishi strength which is all of our struggles all of our battles and therefore the Kahanim, or the Balabatim, or the Beis HaMikdash, the Kahanim wear clothing, which is everything, all beautiful, different, intricate clothing. It's all L'chavod or L'sifaris. It's all L'chavod or L'sifaris. Because the whole meaning of the Beis HaMikdash is that all different Jews, each one with his own milchama, each one with his milchamas, his own akshonas, is able to be zeichet, to be mislabesh, like we started at the beginning of this Torah, that the garment that's worn in the day is not worn at night. Each and every one of us is mechadish kedushim na'avodas Hashem with akshonas, to change and to grow. And in that way, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the spur. He takes the greatest pride in each and every one of us. We hear by a tzaddik, whose whole inyan in this world was to be megala, the aspirus that Hashem Yisbarach has with each and every one of us, with Am Yisrael, to bring the beauty of the tzaddik to the world, the Yofi and the Chain, which Rabbi Nachman said, that El Molay, if not for my Nosim, Rabbi Nachman said such strong Lashon, he said, Zetmiya Gedoyla. If the world would understand what you and I have, this inyan, the world couldn't believe that there could be such a thing as a Rebbe in a Talmud like this, as Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosim. The world can't believe that there's such a thing, wouldn't be able to understand such a thing.
Why aren't they buried together, Rabbi?
What's the Hashgacha Prodzer? Rabbi Nachman Davka wanted that he had to be here, and Rabbi Nosim had to be there in Uman, and he had to be Rabbi Nachman had a cheshem for being. The question is, why isn't Rabbi Nachman buried in Breslau? Yeah. That's Rabbi Nachman was the. That's where he was Isaac. And then a short time before he was Nifta, all of a sudden he had this inyan to go to Uman. Rabbi Nachman, the tikkun of Rabbi Nachman was making in Uman a very, very deep, very mysterious, and we'll talk about it a little bit over there, but it has to do with what happened over there, with the Kiddush Hashem. There was an Uman. Rabbi Nosim's avoid is a different avoid. Rabbi Nosim's avoid was not to be caught up in that whole inyan of the vitzichas that took place in Uman. Uman is a place of massacres, of Jews being killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, on a large scale. And the inyan of Rabbi Nosim, that was not Rabbi Nosim. Rabbi Nachman saw that in that way he had to be there, and Rabbi Nosim had to be here, to make these two tikkunim, which is the tikkunim of Mashiach Medov, Mashiach Ben Yosef. Hashem is motion help that we should be taught to go back from Yisrael saying.
Amen.